So this natural world came out of that world we don't see. And that world we don't see has supernatural ability and anointing, and that comes on our natural ability to help us to do and cause us to succeed and excel and go beyond the world way of doing. This is why Satan constantly try to pull the church into condemnation, try to make them feel like you don't qualify, you're too this, you're too uneducated, you're too far in the boonies or remote places. You need to know, once you become a child of God, you have become royalty. No matter how, what level of your education, you should never allow condemnation to set in. You should be willing to listen to the Holy Spirit, let him teach you so you can learn that you are in God's class. And that you can function in this anointing, whether you've been to Harvard or Yale. Amen. You can function in this anointing to accomplish and have success in this life because of him. Because he will lead you to people that been to Harvard, that been to Yale. In those areas, you need some help. Then he'll talk to you in those areas where you need revelation to see how to do what they don't know what to do. I pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So when you do not allow anybody to talk you down. You may start out with what they call the lowest paying job, but who told you that you have to stay there? The world will talk to you that will talk to you that way and make you feel that way and make you think that way that you have to stay there. But you can get revelation from him. And the next thing you know, you own the company. If you walk with God. Or he can cause you to create a company. He can raise one up through you. So, listen to this. So, when we understand, let me say this again, I may have to say it again. When we understand, now, God is our source and nobody else. He alone is our source. You never allow money to become your ruler. You never allow money to become more important to you than God. God is your source. God is your father. God is a good provider. Hello, somebody. And you learn this, money is a tool. And God know how to put tools in your hands and in your possession to get things done on this earth, in his kingdom, so you can be a blessing rather than a curse. Or where you always, which with your hand out, I don't have my light bill money. I don't have this and I don't have that. Can you help me this? My rent money is due. See, God don't want you doing all that. Hello? So how do we do this? We learn how. We sow in faith and we what? Reap in faith. And because we know how to sow in faith, we recognize raises on our job. Haven't you ever looked at a person and you look at the person, something peculiar about that person? Have you ever seen a person like that? They carry themselves in a way they're different from the rest of the people you're around. Have you ever seen that? Well, see, when this is what God wants you to do, see, you won't be in the crowd that always want to run to the bathroom during your work time. And you take all the breaks and add to the breaks. See, you don't want to be in that crowd. You want to be a person that man, the person that hired you, shoot, I need that person. Hello? So when you put yourself in that position, that person, God will make him recognize. You remember when Joseph was sold to Potiphar? You remember when he was sold? And he started working for Potiphar, and he made him to prosper. Joseph put himself in a position. The Potiphar said, "Man, I'm turning my books over to you." Y'all remember that? Well, we look at that as just a story in the Bible, but God was giving us an example of what he can do in our lives. See, he didn't have a generation of people then like he has now in covenant with him. Spirit of God came on him, but the Spirit of God lives in you. Why is he living in you? To teach you who he is and what he can do in you, through you, and with you. So, you put yourself, when you know how to work in a way, not manipulating, not kissing up, none of those things, you just do your job. And the Bible said, do everything. Is that right? Whatever you do, what? In word or deed, do it what? All in the name of Jesus. Is that right? That's what it said. And so when you do it that way, you will require those people that's over you, their attention will be drawn to you, and they'll want you. And then they'll begin to say, what do I need to do to get you? I need to give you a raise. I need to get you in another position. Am I right? So this is how you get raises and on your job and promotion. Because that's how increase come. Hallelujah. You need to recognize and realize there's something on me as well as in me. When I go to a company, when they hire me, if I'm working for that company, when they hire me, I'm going as an access. I'm not going as a what? Liability. I'm going to make that company better. And in that company, I'm going to get promotions. I'm going to get raises. And I'm going to get bonuses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And out of that, God can also cause you, working for that man, being faithful, God can also cause you to start you a new business. And because you were faithful to that person you work for, he'll bring people that'll be faithful to work for you. Oh, yes, he will. But most of the time, people think so low. If I could just make these 40 hours and get this check, then when they get this check, they don't know how to manage the check. They just let it slip right through their hand. And then they'll beg and borrow the rest of the week to get the gas to go to work. But you are more intelligent than that. We are intelligent people. We are not stupid. We are not unwise. We are very intelligent people. And God telling me to share this revelation, this information with them, because I'm getting to it. So you'll know how to come out, young people. Don't wait till you get 99 years old and then try to save some money. Do I have anybody in here I can preach to today? Hallelujah.